Sheriff George Meyer says Starr County's health department is trying to get the potentially life-saving kits into the hands of high-risk individuals, and the jail is one place where they can be found.
We know from statistical data that oftentimes people who have an addiction to heroin or opiates and who are incarcerated, there's a possibility of a recurrence and certainly overdose when they first leave the jail.
Myers says the kits are equipped with the nasal spray version of Narcan, and inmates who get them are shown how to use it.
There's a training video, plus we will provide training to the families if they want it.
Much of the funding for the Narcan distribution effort in Starr County is coming from federal and state sources. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.